Welcome to the podcast today and to your daily dose of the Word of God. Today I want to talk to you about the cross was necessary to pay the price for sin. Hebrews 9:22 says, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission." 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." The cross was the only way to save us from Satan and sin. Jesus had to die on the old rugged cross to pay the sin debt that you and I owed. The problem most of us have is that we do not understand the awfulness of sin. We laugh at sin and we take it so lightly while God takes it so seriously. Most people don't know what sin is. It's at least two things. Number one, doing anything that God forbids. Number two, failing to do anything that God requires. The reason sin is such a big deal to God is because of the holiness of God. I realize we don't hear much preaching today about the holiness of God or for us to be holy. But God is so holy that he cannot allow anything sinful to stand before him. Sin brings us under the divine judgment of God. How could God save us from our sins without sacrificing his holiness? There was just one way, the old rugged cross. God cannot overlook sin, as some may think. That might be loving, but it would not have been holy. God simply could not have punished us for our sins. That would have been holy, but it would not demonstrate God's love. The cross was necessary to preserve both God's love and holiness in saving us. The cross is the only place where the loving, forgiving, merciful, holy God is revealed in such a way that we can perceive that his love and holiness are the same. Yes, the cross of Christ is necessary. May God bless you today.